It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
And joining us this morning is the Executive Director of the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence, Kim Wells. Kim, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Tom and Jim. How are you?
Very good. Well, you've obviously been very, very busy. Not that you're not always busy, but the added pressure of lots and lots of media contacting you now that that they know that that you're actually working with the NFL.
Yeah, I've been a little busy talking to some people.
Well, first off, tell us a little bit about the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence, how this organization came to be.
Well, you really did your homework, and I appreciate that. We were actually, the reason we're based in Illinois is we were actually founded by State Farm in 1995. They got together with a group of other businesses and said, you know, if this is a workplace issue, wouldn't it be great if businesses actually worked together to found a nonprofit to address this issue? And thus we became the only nonprofit of our kind, as you said, that works to address domestic violence as a workplace issue. So we've been doing that work all of these years with companies large and small across the United States and actually throughout the world to work to address domestic violence and sexual assault in the work as a workplace issue.
I was seeing that the NFL was one of the founding corporate partners for this group. Is that right?
That is correct. We had those charter members that initially said, you know, we do see this as a really important issue, and so we want to provide that initial support. So back in the day, several years ago, you know, we had that initial connection with the NFL and then had not worked with them for several years. And then when it was time for them to really come back around to look seriously at beefing up and restructuring and kind of fortifying their domestic violence and sexual assaults and family violence policies, they came back to us and said, would you partner with us on these issues? And we said, of course.
Talking with Kim Wells, she's the executive director of the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence. They are working with the NFL, among others. And Kim, you know, Jim and I talked about this as everybody's been talking about this issue with the NFL. And we heard James Brown, an NFL announcer, say last week, oh, this is an epidemic in the NFL. And I was thinking, really, it's an epidemic? Because, you know, one of the stats I had heard was that as far as violent crimes, domestic violence, things like that, that the NFL actually had a lower percentage than the general public. But now, as it comes out, more people coming out over the last couple of days now, I'm maybe thinking differently and hearing that maybe in some cases in the past that the NFL tried to kind of keep everything in-house, so maybe the police were not involved. Are you seeing this from your standpoint that maybe there is, would you call it an epidemic in the NFL?
I would call it an epidemic everywhere. I think one of the things that James Brown said, and we really appreciate him and the work that he's done on this issue, and because he works with Verizon, which is one of our partners and member companies, and he really is a great spokesperson and person who really believes that this is an issue that is an epidemic in the United States, is I think the spotlight gets on the NFL players. And if everybody who committed domestic violence was in the news, like NFL players are in the news, you would be shocked. And not the thing I think that's important to understand is every time there's domestic violence, police don't get called. Every time there's domestic violence, police don't arrest. And so I think part of what you're seeing is the spotlight on what the rest of us who do this work all the time already know. So I think some of that going backwards and looking at, hey, there was this, and there was never police involvement, hey, there was this, is really unfortunate, but not unusual, not for any person. So I think as much as it's good for the NFL to really take a look at themselves, this is a great opportunity for all of us to look in our communities and look at our workplaces and say, this is rampant in our United States, in our Galesburg, in our central Illinois, in our United States. How can we better deal with domestic violence so that we can get rid of this?
Kim, historically, though, would you use the term, when I think of epidemic, I think of something maybe that has newly come and fostered itself. Mm-hmm. Looking back, do you wonder, though, I mean, I couldn't help but think that, you know, back in the 1950s or 60s or 70s that maybe there wasn't just as much going on, but so much of it just was not, as you mentioned, not reported. Do you think it's more a case just of more of it coming to the fore now, or is there actually more of this going on for whatever reason than had been in the past?
That's a really good question, Jim. I think it's a little bit of both, because it is, I think people don't really realize when you say epidemic, you think of health, right? And it really is a public health issue. As you can imagine, it's a huge cost for our society, not only in the dignity for the people that it affects, but just the healthcare cost. And I think that probably it's been with us always. And I think that what has changed is society's ability to stand up and recognize it and respond to it and say, this is not acceptable. We need to do something about this. I mean, I think if you asked police officers maybe even a decade or two ago, how did you respond to domestic violence? They would have said, we'd say to somebody, you know, take a walk around the block. In Illinois, domestic violence was technically not against the law. Technically, there wasn't a law against domestic violence until 1984. So if you look at it that way, the way that we look at the issue itself has really changed. So I think you're right, Jim, that, you know, more of it has come to light because of the way that we look at the issue. And so the more that you say to people, come forward, it's the same thing, I think, with child abuse. We didn't used to talk about what is and is not appropriate or okay within somebody's home. I've been amazed. You know, when I started this job 17 years ago and this Ray Rice situation had happened, people would not have been outraged. People would not have said, this is unacceptable. People would not have said, I'm not going to watch the NFL like they have now. So I think there's been a real change in how people talk about this, view this, say this is unacceptable. And I personally think that's great because it's society saying it's not okay is what's going to change it.
Interesting, interesting. I didn't realize in 1984, up until then, there was no real law for domestic.
There was no specific law in Illinois about domestic violence. Like, you might arrest somebody under some other kind of law, but there was no specific law saying, and in some states, there still isn't. Huh. So that just sort of shows you where things have come.
Talking with Kim Wells, Executive Director of the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence, an Illinois-based organization working with the NFL on getting their policies together. You mentioned, Kim, specifically this Ray Rice incident, and I kind of wondered, we pretty much knew what had happened in that elevator, but once the rest of the video came out, there was all this extra outrage, and my thought was, why is there so much more outrage? Because we already knew what happened. Was it just the fact that we actually did see it, or what do you feel was why there was so much extra outrage? Because he had even admitted that he hit her and knocked her out prior to us actually seeing the video.
I think, you know, human beings are, especially the idea of people physically assaulting somebody that they love, there's a psychological barrier there that I think is really difficult for us. So it's one thing to sort of know that a person might knock somebody out like that. It's another thing to see it. And I think that when people saw that, it just impacted them much more. And I think that there's an important point there, Tom, which is this happens to people who are faceless and nameless to us every day, and there's no video. And so it's easy for us to go, oh, domestic violence.
Right.
But there are those videoless people that this is happening to everywhere. And so while I think that this is a very important and instructive conversation, and I think the NFL is serious about getting it right, and I want to help them be a model workplace that other workplaces can say, hey, there's a program I can do for all of my employees too, you know, to think about the fact that this is happening to people who don't have a video. And I think that's what got people was that's really what this is like for people every day that we don't even know it's happening to them.
Okay, so Kim, and going forward with your assistance with the NFL to try and alleviate this problem, how do you attack it? I would guess, you know, number one, try and eliminate substance abuse. Is that a good starting point?
Well, actually, they already have a variety of different personal conduct and other policies that I'm going through right now. And so it's taking the existing policies, not a whole lot different than what we do with other companies, and creating specifically a domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, dating violence, family violence policy that is more specific about what is domestic violence, what is sexual assault, what is stalking, what is, and what are our responses going to be for a victim and for an abuser? Because you have to remember, the players are not the only people who work for the NFL. There are over 1,000 people who work for the NFL. So we're talking about a policy for everybody to get the help that they need, to get hopefully resources before, whatever those resources might be, before it comes to a situation like that. And then if there is a situation like that, what are the sanctions going to be for somebody? And so, you know, it's interesting that you say substance abuse, because there are a lot of people who have substance abuse problems who don't hit people. And there are people who do have substance abuse problems who hit people. So there are more issues involved than that. And so I think it's also the training that goes into that and the resources that come to bear which you know, around what it is that somebody might need if they are going to seek assistance, saying, boy, I see I have a problem with this. I want help.
So I'm guessing maybe more of a mental health issue on both sides of that issue, maybe even.
Well, you know, it's all of those kinds of resources about what is domestic violence, how does it happen, how can we get healthier relationships, you know, all of that kind of training, which they already have. You may have seen some of the stuff in the news that's even talked about what their training already contains, but it's also getting that to be a little more robust and a better understanding all around of what that is. So it will be all of those things, which really is not much different than other companies. I think the exception for the NFL is their personal conduct policy is all the time. In other words, Tom and Jim, you know, it may be that when you guys walk out the door, your personal conduct policy may or may not extend past the doors of the station. For the NFL, what they do on and off the field counts all the time. And so that is different than a lot of other workplaces. You know, people are sometimes confused about that. You know, it's like, why are we not letting, you know, the justice system take its course? Well, there's personal conduct policy that says you can't do this stuff. It's not acceptable if you work for this corporation.
So to kind of wrap up of what all the buzz is right now around this, Kim, it's you're basically saying that, hey, this is something that's a real problem all across society, as you've seen it in your work in 17 years. But the fact that it's coming to light with some of these NFL players, it just, I think it's putting more focus on it. And these are such high profile people that that it's something that's got everybody talking about it.
Yes, and that's actually really a good thing to come out of a really sad, unfortunate situation, Jim, is, you know, the fact that that spotlight is being put on this issue makes it great. I've never seen such discussion about domestic violence probably since O.J. Simpson. And I think that the fact that people are talking, I hope they keep talking past the news cycle, you know? I hope they keep talking past the situation and really some change comes about as a result of something really, really unfortunate.
I guess it's similar with Robin Williams' suicide death that the people were talking more about suicide and those mental health issues. So, it was, you know, a lot of times, yeah, sometimes the silver lining is there.
That's a perfect example, Tom, of where something really sad happens, but it helps people talk about something that they normally would probably not have talked about. And this is an issue, as you know, I talk about it all the time, but it's really difficult for people to have a conversation about.
Kim Wells is the executive director of the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence. They're an Illinois-based organization working with the NFL, helping them review and beef up their policies as far as domestic violence goes. Kim, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I know you're really busy. Lots and lots of media type people like us trying to get a hold of you, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Tom and Jim, so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.